Welcome to part two of our coverage of Auction Napa Valley 2015.
I'm here with Paul Colantuoni of Rocca. Was I close at least?
That was perfect. I'm impressed.
I had to get it out quick because you know it was going to run right out of my head.
Exactly.
Big fan of Rocca wines, and Paul is the winemaker here, and he's spilling my wine all over the place. That's just an unfair edge competitively. You know? So tell me a little bit about what you're pouring today, Paul.
So this is, I'm pouring for Rocca Family Vineyards. Everything we do is our own estate-grown fruit, so this is 100% estate-grown, certified organically farmed 2013 Cabernet.
You've been with Rocca for how many years now?
We're about to do our eighth harvest together.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It's fast.
Mary's looking at me like, really?
For what?
We're about to do our eighth harvest together.
That's amazing, huh?
It's really amazing, and I want to also introduce Mary Rocca of Rocca Vineyards. Your name might sound familiar because we've talked to you at every event we possibly can.
And I love that, Ray. Thank you.
Well, we love it too because we love your wines. You have a great winemaker. And so how's everything going with you?
Things are going great. Great, great. So kind of fun to share this wine because it's, you know, I don't know what Paul told you, but this is like our favorite part of the vineyard. And then we did some special things. We did optical sorting with this lot.
Oh, wow.
And this is one of the only barrels that survived the earthquake that had, that was from our favorite part and had the special sorting and all of that. So it's like our rock and roll wine here.
That's really very special.
I fixed it as well.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's really amazing. You know, it's really scary to think about something like a barrel because the potential for it just simply bursting. That's kind of a frightening thought, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I got to admit, how many barrels did you lose in the quake?
See, we lost close to 400 cases of wine.
Yeah.
Which yeah, is a wine. Ton for us.
Tear is coming down my face.
Right. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. When you're small like us, yeah. I mean, that was pretty much more like all of our profit went down the drain.
Yeah, the financial impact. And that's not something you know, earthquake insurance isn't something people do these days, do they?
You cannot afford earthquake insurance. It's crazy. So, yeah.
I had to be there and watch all that delicious 2013 wine, like, stain the floor.
I would just be on the
not
floor
cool. It's not cool.
Not cool at all. But it's nice to see we have a survivor here, and it's cool that you made it that, you know, that one special wine for the auction.
Yeah, it worked out great.
Well, you were going to have one of the most unique tasting rooms in my mind in the valley. This again, this one-story Victorian. Tell me what your situation is right now.
Well, I know I keep telling you that we're almost there, but now we really are almost there. We have our last permit going through. It needs one last signature, and then we'll be able to start work on our water line and two fire hydrants. That's the last thing we need to be completely converted from residential to commercial and having visitors. Yay!
I say break a leg.
Yes. Big grand opening party.
Yeah. No, we're going to have lots of opening parties. So you just tell us when you're going to be in town and we'll tell you if there's a party that week.
I would love to come down. That would be great to see you guys. I'd love to see that space again. For our listeners to find out about visiting you and your website,
yes, it's www.rocca, R-O-C-C-A, wines with an S, .com, roccawines.com.
Thank you both for chatting, and I break a leg with the auction. I hope you both do very well.
Thanks a lot, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
You're working too hard.
This is a rare opportunity for me to have father and son in the same space together. Both of you guys are all, I don't get to talk to you at all.
Hi, everybody.
This never happens. Usually you're all both all wandering around checking out other people's wines.
Well, no, yeah. Well, we like to divide and conquer. We got a good team. We split up and check out the competition and run into people, meet people. It's fun. Good day.
You get to see old friends you probably don't get to see too often, right?
Definitely. It's great. There's a lot of folks come back every year from all over the country, all over the world, and it's great to see them.
John, if I'm not mistaken, you go back to auction day one. Is that correct?
1981. And I think the total take was $365,000.
My, things have changed a little bit, haven't they?
They sure have.
So I'm curious, every year when you do this, especially since you guys go back so long, is it a real challenge, I mean, to come up with that lot, that one wine for auction every year?
No, it's fun, actually. We usually have more ideas than we can handle. So it's fun to pick and choose and come up with some really cool wine lots that we've got. And it's great to have. We've got 35 years worth of wine to choose from. So it's a lot of fun.
It's not a bad deal. Your auction lot's pretty amazing, too. You've got vintages going back as far as I can remember it.
Yeah, back to 87 this year. Yeah, it's great.
I have to say one other thing before I forget. For both of you, the book you wrote was a wonderful book, especially for wine lovers and people who are new getting into it. How much you admitted to what you dealt with in the beginning. John, fabulous job, you know, in what you did and raising a great son.
Talking about the book, The Vineyard in Napa?
Yes.
Well, it reflected our 40 years, but also the 40 years of the Valley. It was very interesting because what we did, many other wineries also did. So it became sort of a double deal. It was our experiences plus all the things that were occurring in Napa.
You were there during some very critical periods, and you basically grew up in this, right, Doug?
Oh, yeah, it was quite a challenge in the early years, and a lot of new things to learn, a lot of new things to figure out. We just worked hard, stayed at it, had lots of big support from this guy, and it was a team effort.
And what was it, just a couple of years ago, now you've moved to the idea of doing optical sorting. Again, my, how things have changed, right?
Absolutely. And then since then, Doug will tell you about the, was it fruition?
Fruition in the vineyard. Oh, yeah. We're measuring sap flow in grapevines so we can be more efficient with our watering.
We're not using as much water.
Yeah, we saved over 100,000 gallons of water last year.
Wow, that's really amazing. So between that, the optical sorting, and you guys have been solar powered for a long time, right?
You bet.
So you've done a good job, and you've done a good job for the Valley, too. So congratulations to both.
Thanks, Ray.
So for our listeners to come visit, which, as I recall, is by appointment, how would they learn about you online?
Visits are by appointment. Go on the website, SchaeferVineyards.com. You can sign up for an appointment on the website. Best way to do it.
Excellent. It's always a thrill to talk to both of you guys, but together is even better. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Ray.
I'm here with Barb and Timothy from Spelatich Wines. Gosh, I had to think about that for a minute and not get it wrong. How are you both doing today?
Good. Wonderful. Excited.
It's a beautiful day. Sun's coming out. It's typical Napa weather. The clouds billow and stay in Sonoma. We get bright sunshine. We're at another beautiful facility. They're so nice, the halls, to host us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, this is a great venue because there's room to get around and everything's really visible, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, it is.
So how's it been going so far? Getting a lot of people tasting?
Yes.
And a lot of interest, a lot of people's eyes light up because we're small and we're not on everybody's radar. So they say, wow, I've never heard of you. And I said, well, thanks for stopping by. And
so tell me about your auction lot.
Oh, our auction lot. Actually, our daughter set it up. We're mom and dad, so we always don't know exactly what she did. But it's a barbecue and it's a wine blending and tasting.
A wine blessing and tasting alone would be well worth it.
Yes, and we invite people in. They get full reign of the winery, and they can spend as many hours as they want. We experiment. We play around. We've done this before, and people are just, at first, they're a little reticent, and then they open up, and they recognize that we're not snobby, and they have so much fun, and then they're arguing against each other and tweaking blends, and that's just what we do. Our biggest arguments are over blending and what we're going to put in the bottle, and so it's a lot of fun. It ends up to be a lot of fun.
So we just did an auction lot on Memorial Day for a group of people that bought the auction last year. So they finally came. I actually cooked for them, and we did it in the winery. Did the whole rigmarole with doing the blending. Like, we had them choose the barrels that they wanted in the lots, which is really cool because when you have 10 barrels and you taste 10 barrels, there might be one that stands out for you. And they had never done this before. So that's really exciting to do that.
How many auctions have you guys done? Do you remember?
No.
I think we're at like 13, 14.
Wow, that's really amazing.
Even though we've been a winery for over 20 years, we didn't join, you know, we didn't do the auction. We joined Vintners, but we didn't do the auction, you know, when we were really, really tiny. And then we started getting involved, started volunteering, and started doing, you know, adding our wines to the auction, doing the barrel lot. This year, we're lot number 200 on the barrel. We went with the family theme. So we have three family vineyards, Dixon, Dillon, and Rules. All family, they grow grapes, they don't make their own wine. And so to keep with our family theme, husband and wife and daughter running everything, We wanted to put together a family blend. So that's what this year's cab is, the 2013. That's what our barrel lot is.
For our listeners who'd like to come visit you, how would they do that online?
www.spellwine.com.
Which makes it a lot easier, spellwine.com.
Yes, very easy.
Okay. Barb, Timothy, thanks very much for chatting.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
You.
Cheers. I'm here with Lauren Scott of Scott Winery. How are you doing?
It's Tom Scott Vineyard.
Tom Scott, yeah. It's been a long day. I'm going to try
let
it again.
Don't let this man drink anymore.
You know, for the longest time, we've come through, and we've talked to Lauren Scott from Tom Scott Vineyards, and I actually messed up their name, and I apologize. So I'm doing a public apology, Lauren. How are you today?
Not necessarily. As long as you love our wine.
I do. Barn Burner is a fabulous wine. It's one of those wines that you taste, and you have an immediate reaction to it. Body, finish, it's just a stunning wine. My compliments to the both of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Well, and this lot, you know where you're at all at this point? Where your lot is at today?
Well, it looks like we're on the board doing pretty well. And it's early yet, very early.
Yeah, I know.
But we got an early jump, and it's been going up ever since.
If I was smart, I would have gotten over here and bid like real early. And had
oh, well,
that
you would have just been bumped.
I probably would have been. Yeah, I don't think that's quite my territory.
You have to know how to work the board.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Barn Burner, exactly what you put into it this year. Is it anything different than what you've done in the past?
Well, not really. I mean, the thing about our wine is the consistency, then that we use the same 1,200 vines every year. We don't cherry pick. We don't selectly, we harvest, everything we harvest goes into our wine. So we say our wine reflects the field, and it reflects the weather and the age of the vines. So that's what makes it unique, is it is really an expression of the terroir.
That's what it's supposed to be about.
Exactly. It is all about the wine, all about the grapes.
If our listeners want to find out about you online and possibly purchase,
absolutely.
How would they do that?
TomScottVineyard.com.
And remember, folks, that's Tom Scott Vineyard. Don't do what I did. Lauren, it's really good seeing you.
Nice to see you again.
I'm here with Haley Trefethen, our old friend Haley Trefethen, who is not so old.
Are you implying something?
No, I'm not saying. I'm trying to. You are forever youthful. As is your mom. I want to step into this real quick and say last night we had a wonderful, wonderful dinner at the vineyard. You guys just did a fabulous job.
It was an incredible night. Just really gorgeous. I mean, being able to sit outside until 10 at night, we had wonderful weather, some great wines. The 96 Cabernet, the 01, that was a lot of fun.
96 was my favorite. That was great. But everything. And the Riesling was, of course, fabulous. Great way to start the night, by the way.
Always. We wouldn't start you with anything else.
On top of that, too, the food from the beginning to end. In fact, John and I were both freaking out over the salad alone.
Yeah, the salad was, there's so many different ingredients, but the tarragon I thought worked really well with the Chardonnay.
It was kind of, in a way, representative of wine in that it had so many different elements going on to it, and each bite was completely different.
Yeah.
How many auctions have you done yourself? Do you remember?
No, absolutely not. Well, I mean, what do you mean by doing auctions? Because does sneaking in count? Or like showing up when I was a baby? I've been coming to auctions since...
Crawl underneath the fence or what?
Yeah. Well, they used to just let us in.
I kind of like your mom's story about going to the meeting with... Was it your brother who was 9 months old?
Yeah. No, I mean, she took us everywhere. Every meeting, anything like that. But yeah, that I think probably was the first time that in public when he started getting fussy, she just decided to give him a little wine.
All right, well, it's a great way to break in and kind of walk you down the line, right?
Hey, it's a great way to deal with teething, all sorts of things.
Yeah. And Trefethen Family Wines has a new winemaker, correct?
Yeah, well, Brian's been with us for about 10 years. He actually started in the vineyard. So remember, John Rule, our CEO, he started as our viticulturalist. I was his first vineyard intern, and Brian was his third. So Brian started with us in the vineyard, then came into the winery as an enologist, and then assistant winemaker, associate winemaker, and now he's our winemaker.
Excellent. That was within the last year, correct?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll get a chance to say hi to him real quick. But what are we tasting today for your auction lot?
Our 40th vintage of Cabernet.
40 vintages. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, of course, all from our estate vineyards that my grandparents bought in 68. Every vintage has been from there, and it's just a real wonderful, true reflection of where we are and our family and our winemaking of, you know, this 40 years of dedication. So it's pretty exciting. It's 96% Cabernet, and then the remainder is Malbec. And it's just pretty delicious.
I'm looking forward to tasting it. Before I move over to Brian, for our listeners to learn a little bit about Trevethan online, how can they do that?
www.trevethan.com.
And even though you sustained damage from the earthquake, you still have a tasting space available right now before you transition into your new old space.
Absolutely, with 180-degree views of our vineyard. So wonderful Trevethan hospitality and, of course, our great wines. And we'd love to have everyone come visit us.
I think they should because you make fabulous wines. Well, thank you, Haley.
Of course. It was great to talk to you. Great to see you, and thanks for joining us last night at dinner.
Oh, pleasure was ours, believe me. So I'm going to try to move over to Brian here real quick, who looks like he's taking a break and doesn't know I'm sneaking up on him yet. Probably can't hear us over. Oh, now he's paying attention. So I'm here with Brian Keyes. Brian, you are the winemaker now at Trevethan Family Vineyards.
That's correct, yeah.
And I have to say, you've had some about 10 years history there yourself as red, as is, correct?
That's correct, yeah. Absolutely.
And so what's it like to kind of move into this position after all these years?
It's a great opportunity. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, the Trevethan property has such great history. They've really dedicated themselves to the Oakdale District and to the style that we do. I mean, it's a very restrained style, and I hope it speaks. I mean, hope that every bottle, I mean, tastes like the property. That's the goal.
I'm a little curious. Are you from Napa originally, or?
From Vallejo, actually.
Oh, so you're from the neighborhood, more or less.
Yeah, exactly. And
Brian, for our listeners, if they want to come learn a little bit about Trevethan wines, how do they do that?
Should stop by, check out the website, trevethan.com, or come by the winery, 1160 Oaknell Avenue.
And see this amazing building that survived.
Exactly.
Real pleasure meeting you. Thank
you. Nice
to
meet you, too.
Cheers, sir.
I'm here with Ryan Hill, and this is the Hill Family Estate, and we're at their actual lot. Explain this lot to me, if you would, please.
Yeah, so, you know, this was in light of the film American Sniper. My family has been the wine donor for the Naval SEAL Family Foundation the last 2 years, and I wanted to shed some positive light on what the Navy SEALs do. So we're doing a trip to San Diego. The winners will fly down in a private jet that's courtesy of Wheels Up. They're staying at the Rancho Valencia Resort. Friday night, we're hosting a welcome dinner with Dean Cain, who played Superman, as well as Billy Bush from Access Hollywood. Dean Cain was really close to Chris Kyle, who was the original American Sniper. And then on Saturday morning, you wake up, you go straight to the headquarters of the Navy SEALs in Coronado. You get a behind-the-scenes, all-day excursion. They tailor it to however you want it done. You can parachute, you can shoot heavy weapons, whatever you want to do, or you can just sit back and learn what it's like to be a SEAL.
No. As an average, everyday person on the street, being a SEAL to me is something astronomical because of the discipline it takes to do this. So I don't imagine they're taking people naked in the water, face down for 90 seconds or something like that, are they?
No, we're going to take it easy. You know, the idea here is to really shed light on that organization, the camaraderie, what they go through, what it takes, and to really get an inside view of what the Navy SEAL Foundation is all about. Sunday now, so you do that Saturday, then you finish with dinner that night at George's at the Cove in La Jolla. Chef Trey Fauché is going to put together a really nice meal. Then Sunday you go down to a Padres game. They have personalized jerseys for the four winners, as well as meet and greets with the players. So we're really excited about partnering with the SEALs. I think it's a great organization, and we'll see what happens with it.
Just curious, were you in the service yourself?
I wasn't, but they have all my admiration and respect.
Oh, I believe that. You look like a guy who just came out of the service. I mean, you take good care of yourself. All due respect.
Yeah, in the wine industry, what I've realized is when you're consumed by eating and drinking,
yes.
If I don't get to the gym and spend an hour, which, by the way, is only 4% of my day, that's all it takes to feel good.
Yeah. Just want to point out that Ryan is actually 5'2", weighs 752 pounds, and okay, no, we won't even go there. This is an awesome and completely different lot that you're offering. My congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, yeah. And we'll see. A rising tide floats all boats, so good luck to all the vintners this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here. Before you go, for our listeners to learn about Hill Family Winery.
Yeah, you can find us online. We're hillfamilyestate.com. We also have a tasting room in downtown Yountville right next to Bistro Gentil, where Philippe's cooking up some great old world French food.
Excellent. Break a leg, man.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cheers. Thanks for having me. We're here with Hugh Davies, of course, of Schramsberg. Hugh, how are you doing?
Fantastic. Great day. Great day in Napa Valley.
It's a phenomenal day. Nice breeze. People are bidding. It feels like there's a lot of life going on. So I think you guys are going to do well, dare I say, so early.
Well, it has been a phenomenal success, the auction in Napa Valley, 35 years running, right? And we're excited at Schramsberg. This year we're celebrating our 50th anniversary, so we've put together a pretty extraordinary lot of wines, one bottle of every vintage from 65 all the way to 2014 is the main part of it, but there's also an opportunity to come to the winery and disgorge 50 more bottles of the 2004 Brut Napa Valley Carnero Schramsberg, and there'll be a nice dinner that Hero from Tara does in the caves, and then you'll stay at Meadowood for a night. So hopefully I imagine someone will be pretty excited to take it home.
Somebody's going to really bid hard on this one, too, because this is a great lot. 50 years of a historical wine in the valley. That's really, really incredible. It's not something you see every day.
It's a one-of-a-kind lot. It's not something that we've ever done. Yeah. It's not something we're likely to do again.
Yeah,
but all that said, we're pretty excited to be here and doing it today.
You know, just out of curiosity, from sort of a street person's point of view, do you have a fair inventory of your older wines? I mean, something like this has got to be tough.
We do. With some of these things, you know, there may have been 5 bottles or 7 bottles left. As we go further back in time, you know, we have less. We are doing a better job of building a library as we go. And we have developed a fan base that's pretty crazy for these really aged sparkling wines. And so we're doing more iterations that are late disgorged library types. Part of that is exhibited in this live lot today. But for like the premier Napa Valley auction that happens in February, we will typically do a 60 bottle collection that is like, that we can't do again. Like this is the 87, the last, you know, 60 bottles, we're disgorging them, you know, here we go, type of thing. It's fun.
You'd have to fight me for the old ones. That's all there is to it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, your family, it's this whole family connection to that. That's got to be a little bit hard letting it go.
I suppose so. It's also what we do, and obviously, you know, from the perspective of the vintner, you're always excited to see people enjoying your wines. You know, that's why we make them, not to just hoard them and have them. But yeah, we're not exhausting the supply, but doing something like this is not something that we're likely to do again anytime soon.
Being a vintner, you're the ultimate wine fan. What do wine fans love to do but turn other people on to wine, especially onto your wine?
Absolutely.
For our listeners to learn about Schramsberg online and to come visit you, how would they do that?
Well, go to our website. Probably the best bet is schramsberg.com, so S-C-H-R-A-M-S-B-E-R-G.com.
Excellent. I hope you do very well with this lot. And if nobody bids on it, give me a call. Maybe I can help you out with a couple of bucks.
All right, will do. Here's to Napa Valley.
Cheers, sir.
Cheers.
Thank you. This
awesome.
Is a fabulous spot.
No, it's really cool.
We're here with Judd Finkelstein.
Did you start making
it,
sir?
And I got it wrong because it's Finkelstein.
Yeah, Finkelstein. Well, you know, either way, I don't mind. Back east, usually Finkelstein. Out here, Finkelstein. But I just, you know, Finkelstein, wine, rhyme.
I'm here with Judd.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Judd of Judd's Hill, which works out even better. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be talking to you. It's always, I'm always, what's the right word? Thrilled, excited, impressed, all of the above, that you get out here every year to see what's going on in Napa Valley around auction and talk about it, and that somebody's actually interested in what's going on, and not only interested, but takes the time to actually talk to people and get their stories and share them, and thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So I'll see you later. Thanks.
Yeah, okay, bye.
I've said what I need to say.
Yeah. The message is done.
Yeah.
No, but you know, it's the same for us. I mean, the support you guys give us, the Vintners Association, you as individuals, obviously somebody likes what we're doing, so we do appreciate it, because this is year number 8.
You've been here 8 years?
8 years.
Wow. That's a long time. Have I been coming here 8 consecutive years? Maybe.
I think so.
Maybe. Different family members have, tapped in and out over the years to come to auction Napa Valley, but the last several, it's been me. And to me, you're the institution. I mean, I see you every year, so I figured it's got to be at least 8.
Well, the same thing, too. I mean, you know, everybody, you're so very visible, but I like the fact you also do your own radio show promoting the Valley yourself. I think promoting it from within, it's a very cool idea.
I think that there are so many intriguing characters here in Napa Valley, and so that's what my radio show is about, is getting the personality story, showcasing the vintners, the chefs, the artists, the musicians. Anybody that either locals or visitors can touch somehow when they get here, you know, they might tune in and say, oh, I heard so-and-so on the radio. I want to go check out her restaurant or taste his wine or hear his gig. And it's fun and it's quirky. And since most of the people that come on have known me for a long time, I don't do a straight-ahead talk show. There's always some strange comedic bits that they're not used to and throws them a little bit, and it's fun. Not in any mean-spirited way, but
no, but that's
fun.
Because Napa Valley's full of a lot of strange and comedic people, wouldn't you say?
There are, and I appreciate that.
But also, you have the insider's track, which is the cool part, because you can talk about things that a lot of people like me don't necessarily know about because you live here.
Yes.
Okay, that was a Bob Dylan interview right there, folks.
Yeah, that's all I got. No, it's true. I mean, obviously, because I have known a lot of these people for a long time. We can delve into some stuff that maybe we got into some trouble together back 30 years ago, mooning the wine train or something like that. You don't get that in a lot of other interviews.
Now we have the evidence both on audio tape as well as video. You were rolling on that, weren't you? Good, good.
I've told
you'll get
story,
the letter
actually.
In the mail in a few yeah. days. Did you really moon the wine train?
Well, short story, on the eve of their first inaugural, inaugural and first. I'm going to just keep repeating the same thing in different ways. The inaugural first premiere evening, their first run. This is going to get edited, right?
What the hell are you talking about?
I have no
about?
Idea. And I haven't even had that much to drink.
I can't work under these conditions.
All right, you'll edit this. The first time the wine train ran in 1989 on their inaugural run, I was playing a card game with some friends at a winery tasting room that a friend's family owned, very close to the tracks. And we heard the rumbling coming, like, oh, this is it. So we all ran out to see the train. And, of course, being high school students, young males, we kind of did what comes naturally to young troublemaking males, and we turned around, gave them the business, and it actually made the paper next day. One of the social columns said, I was on the wine train last night and had a lovely evening. The scenery was exquisite. The dinner was superb, marred only by some hooligans giving the full moon. So I always remember that. And then on their 20th anniversary, I was actually on the train as a vintner. And I told that story to the assembled crowd. And I said, and look now, 20 years later, and I'm an invited guest.
You've been finally accepted.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm assuming there was no art with that article, right? I mean,
no photos. And they probably didn't even recognize me as me, judging by the view given.
I guess it depends on what view they're getting, Right. And with that, as much as I wanted to talk about wine, I think I'm just going to say, Judd, for our listeners to find out about you, to come visit you, to come to Napa, to listen to your show, and maybe get a chance to chat with you and hear some of your great stories, how would they do that?
Well, they can come to the winery at, the visiting information is at juddshill.com, and the radio show can be heard, juddsnapavalleyshow.com, episodes are podcasted on iTunes. And I'd love to meet people. Just come say hi. Any friend of yours is a friend of mine, Ray. So, yeah, find some other people to talk about wine. I've done that enough.
Yeah.
We'll with you and me, we'll just talk about mooning trains and other fun
radio
stories.
Stuff and things like that.
Yeah.
What mic are you using this week?
That's cool. Exactly. Let's get tech. What is this? This is
a little Zoom unit.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Got a clown nose on it and everything.
Yeah. Well, honk honk.
Judd, always good seeing you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we've been searching for hours and hours, and we finally found him. We are back with Chris Tynan of Cliff Levy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
We're in a really crowded part of the barrel auction down here, and you're kind of right in the heart of everything, aren't you?
Absolutely, and this is the peak of the frenzy. Time is starting to run out. People are really making sure that their lots are going to get through, and now as we're in the fun part of the auction, really, really happens, and people get a little nuts trying to make sure they got that extra case of wine.
Oh, yeah. You are in the boiler room right here.
Absolutely.
So, of course, we spoke with Chris earlier this week about the wine that he makes for Cliff Levy, as well as his own personal wine, which I must say, again, was an exceptional Syrah. Really nice job.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
So what are you pouring for your auction lot today?
We are doing a very special barrel of our 2013 Poetry. Poetry is our flagship wine, and we picked out an especially wonderful barrel. It's a T5, Terranzo T5, and what that means is that the barrel stavewood has been aged an extra 2 years, so 5 total years in the stave yard in France. What that does is it really pulls out a lot of the flavor from the barrel, and you get a really, really elegant, super sexy, defined, gorgeous wine. And so we want to do something a little special that's even a little step up for our Poetry.
Do you know how you're doing today? I don't know if your board's behind us or not. Nope, it's not.
The lot number's down there. I can't see what it's going for now, but
We'll have to try and take a look at it and give you a little bit of a clue. I got to say, it was a real pleasure meeting with you this week. For our listeners, once again, to come visit you online, how would they do that?
CliffLadyVineyards.com.
And again, they could come to the tasting room or they could set up for a special tasting experience by reservation.
Exactly. Yeah, we always encourage you to call ahead so you can reserve one of those beautiful patio tables and enjoy the Napa Valley and drink great wine and enjoy some good food.
I don't mind doing that right now. A patio sounds really good. Chris, it's a real pleasure meeting you again. Fun chatting with you.
The pleasure's mine. Great to meet you this week.
Same here.
Thanks, Ray.
We are here at Badana Estate, and this has been a fabulous day so far. And, you know, it's insanity. There's so many people here. Frank, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Ray. How are you doing?
Tired? Happy? Sober? What else can I tell you?
Well, those are all positives for a day like this.
Yeah. No, exactly. It's been an amazing day. Do you know how you guys are doing with your auction lot?
The auction lot's doing well right now. I've been checking on the bids. There have been a number of bids on it. And we just keep hoping for more, both on the barrel and on the EEL auction lot as well.
That's right. You guys are doing an EEL lot as well. What's the EEL lot? What's in it?
We'll call it the Vintage Madonna Estate, offering our 2007, 2008, 2009, and 2010 vintages of our Pinot Noir.
Wow, that's a nice lot.
Absolutely. We like that library collection of Pinots.
You know, that's the thing. You know, wine fans should be looking for libraries because that's really something you don't find every day. And that's the only other time you'd ever find it is coming out here and twisting the arm of a winemaker.
Got to know a friend to have a friend, huh?
Yeah, really. That really what it is what it is. So, Frank, how are things by you?
Things are going well, actually. Having a good auction this year, and looks like harvest is going to be yet another good one.
Are you guys still getting involved in making some of the wines? Because I know in the past you had done some with Taylor and her husband, as well as you and Brett.
Yeah, Dom and I actually made the 2014 Dolcetto this year. And so it was our first venture at it, and it's been successful so far. It's actually going to turn out to be a very good wine, I think.
About how many cases did you do of that?
It's still in barrels, so we haven't bottled it yet. But it's still sitting in the barrel, and the vintage is turning out very well.
That's kind of exciting, really, not quite having given birth to it yet, is it? You kind of got to wait till that happens.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
I'll bet you are. Cool. All right. Well, that was Frank Engelbert, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to try and get over to Sue and say hi. She's got that look on her face like, oh, no, he's coming over here. Hi, Sue.
Hello. How are you, Ray?
I'm great. I got to tell you, I started my day in the best possible way because I got on the bus with Sue, with Frank, with Taylor, a very large part of the Badana family, and the new adopted member, Heather. So this is great. I'll let you say hi, Heather.
Hi, Ray.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Having a great day. So what about you? You having fun here today?
Oh, yes. Everybody's loving the Pinot. And we're not all drinking it first. We're letting other people try it, too.
I think that's always been the challenge of winemakers, not wanting to drink all your wine before you sell it to people. That's the whole point of paying bills.
Another tactic to get more sales is to lay over the thing and go, no, I don't want to let it go.
I like that idea. That's a little reverse psychology. It's not a bad idea.
It attracts attention. I was actually thinking about bringing a megaphone, too.
And again, you guys are doing a Pinot Noir, which has always been cool because you swim upstream when it comes to auction.
You know, what's really fun is we have people that have bought our wine in the past. They come back and they keep bidding on it every year after year. It's sort of like a dynasty or a legacy. It's really nice. You get to know them personally.
Well, not only that, I think that's what's fun about the auction in general. You get to see the same faces from time to time, and you do become friends with them. And it's not just about buying wine. This is a family effort. I mean, you know, Frank is your son-in-law. He's involved. Heather, obviously, you picked up off the street. She was wandering aimlessly, you know. But it is a family effort. I mean, both Taylor and Brett, that's a real cool idea.
Yes, they become our extended wine family.
Actually, we should say Taylor and Brett are your direct wine family because they are your daughters.
That's true. Yes, and they were here. Well, Brett, unfortunately, was ill today, but Taylor was here helping. And, you know, we try to do as much as possible. And this is an event where you can get everybody involved in the family. And we have a new member now.
And that was very cool. So, Heather, how long have you been working with Madonna?
I've been with Madonna since June of last year.
So, well, you're coming up on your one-year anniversary, right? Yeah. This is June, so yeah. Uh-huh. So what's it like working with these crazy maniacs?
It's always a good day. It's always something interesting going on.
Some of the most positive people I've ever met. Isn't that fun, working for people like that?
They're a great family to work for. I can't ask for anything better.
They are. They're a bunch of nice people, so it's very cool you work for them. So, for our listeners, one more time, to come and visit you at Badana Estate in Carneros, how would they do that?
Well, they could go to our website, www.madonnaestate.com, and they could find directions, hours, time, and look on their Google Maps. And
you're also not by appointment unless you want a special tasting, is that right?
That's true, unless you want a special tasting, and that would be Heather that does the special tastings. And also, if you drive by our winery more than 20 times, we have a magnet that goes out and attaches to your bumper, and we reel you in.
I like that idea. You shouldn't have told everybody now. They're going to kind of steal that idea from you.
Now they'll be counting the times they drive by, I'm sure.
Excellent. Well, I think I'm about due for something like that. Sue, always great seeing you, and best of all, I got to spend some time with you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Heather, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too, Ray. Pleasure.
Frank, good seeing you.
It's good seeing you again, Ray.
Thank you, guys. I'm here with Tom Rinaldi. Tom, how are you?
Great. Doing well. Well, well.
And you're promoting Pellet Estate, is that correct?
That's my new gig, if you will. I'm their current winemaker, and I just took over about a month ago, and it's a gorgeous vineyard. I'm so very pleased to be part of that. It's right here in St. Helena, so I feel like I'm right at home. I've been making wine for about 40 years in the Napa Valley, and I retired last November, but this is a new opportunity to move on to fine wines and do it on my schedule and the grape schedule.
So I guess then retirement's out of the question.
Well, I think so. I think once you have wine in your blood, it stays. And I have probably five different assignments that I'm part of. And I call it living the dream because there's fine wines all around me. And I get to be a part of it. I always want to be a part of it. If I can have that in my DNA, then I'm very satisfied.
I was going to say, really... Is there any blood left, or is it just pretty much all wine?
No, it's plenty of blood. You know, I can tell you an interesting story about my mother. When she was pregnant with me, she had come back from the doctor's office, and her father asked her, how'd it go? And she said, well, he thinks my iron is a little bit low, that they want to do more tests on me. You go, well, you ought to have red wine. That's got all the iron that you could need. Old-fashioned Sicilian. I'm only half Sicilian, half Italian. So, lo and behold, she has a glass of wine with dinner, and the next night, and the next night, and then she goes to the doctor's office, and he goes, I don't know what happened here, but your iron is perfectly good. And she says, well, my father has me drinking a glass of red wine with dinner each night. He said, well, whatever you're doing, you keep it up.
And then came Tom.
And then came Tom.
Nice job.
And this is 65 years later, and I'm still going like a horse.
Yeah, you look great, man. I've
Thank
got
you.
It. It's
You've
always
got
great
good taste.
Seeing you. I wish you a lot of success. About how many cases are you doing with Pellet?
Oh, very small amount. It's less than 1,000.
That's got to be
the
fun.
The vineyard is beautiful, and we're making a Chardonnay as well as an unoaked Chardonnay from Sonoma County. And I think we're going to probably, within the next few years, double and double again. But it'll still be boutique, if you will. It won't keep me too busy, I promise.
Something you can keep your hands on.
You got it.
You know, Tom, I love your
face. It's
always
good to see you working with a glass
good to
of
see
wine.
You. Thank you very much. Sir,
keep up the good work.
I will, but before you go away, for our listeners to find out about you, find out about Pellet, how can they do that online?
Oh, well, let's see. Let's look here. It's Tom Rin... Oh, I think I've got new cards. Let's make sure I can find them.
Yeah, I'd love to grab one if I could.
Yes, and then we could tell them live and on the air. But Tom Rinaldi at Pellet Estates, I believe it is. Tom@pelletestate.com.
Excellent.
And it's gorgeous. The label is beautiful.
I love it.
This was based on currency, a $5 silver certificate in the 1890s. And it just hit Boston and it went crazy from the suffragette women. They thought this is obscene, all the breasts showing.
Right.
This is electricity. They're celebrating electricity with a goddess with the wings and the work. I agree.
So this is going to be
That's on the label.
Wow.
And it was approved by the government because hey, it came from the United States government.
Well, they know what they're talking
Bureau
about.
Bureau of Engraving. So, bingo.
Excellent.
Isn't that wonderful?
Tom, good seeing you, man. All right.
And they look like they're having a good party, doesn't
it? I'm having a good time, man.
Good show.
Thank you for your
support.
Keep
up the good work.
Same to you, sir. Keep at it, please.
Oh, will do. I promise.
Another barrel auction in the book, folks.
This is the end of part two of our coverage of Auction Napa Valley 2015. To download part three, visit lifebetweenthevines.com or go to iTunes.